POJ, nothing like that, when I was growing. I don't know.
Made improved cane, that you make so much more per acre than you did on your own.
But it's not good. They make it up in Virginia or somewhere where Brother Kelly's at, that's all they have, sorghum.
Oh, something I want you to put in there that I know.
Well, thank you.
I left yet. You're not getting rid of me for a while. Which is, we're talking about molasses now and syrup, which one is thickest?
Well, the molasses was the thickest. Now then, when you buy syrup, it's not too thick.
But it ain't no different.
We generally get our syrup, if we eat it, and I eat it, he doesn't. We go over in Faraday, Louisiana, across the river there, and at a store, you can get the Blue River sugar cane syrup made somewhere up in Louisiana. It's good syrup, and I figure it's made from Blue River.
Is it thicker?
It's thicker, yeah. It's thicker than what you buy.
Oh, I want to tell her about cooking this syrup thicker to make the sugar, the old rock sugar.
Yeah, a lot of the people would ask my daddy, we want in certain things, certain containers he had, I want this syrup, I want it cooked a little thicker. So it would make sugar, you see. They use that sugar. My grandma made a menu molasses cake out of rock sugar, milk that sugar and make it.
Is that right?
Yeah. And my sister, one of them, never would eat syrup out in a bottle or a can. She wanted it to taste like the barrel.
She did?
Yeah, my daddy always had a barrel. Pop tried to freeze us.
Oh, well, I'm still not quite sure about the difference between molasses and syrup.
Not a bit, I don't think. I don't think. When I go to town and buy me a bottle, it's syrup. I don't care if it's Blackburn or what. I buy a bottle of syrup. And I go over here and buy a gallon of syrup from this man. It's always syrup and molasses. You don't hardly ever see anybody say molasses no more. It's syrup.
I see. So there's not a bit of difference in the way it
looks. Not a bit of difference in the what it is.
Word started it way back. Molasses, and I've never heard it called syrup.
No, it wasn't called syrup in my day.
It's a different type of thing. It's only different. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
But they got a little more proper than we do.
I'm going to keep such a good church worker. My sister were. He didn't pay her no attention. Let her go.
Is that right?
She blamed him for it.
Look, she did. I understand now. A lot of these. Those filthy hippies, we call hippies, that long hair and ain't had a bath. You know, I see them in Northern Barrackwood and the fan down are hanging way down. Everything else on, maybe a woman with them the same shape, but look, they're a little baby. So. But I understand some of these boys and their parents actually send them money whenever they write and want it. Ashamed of them and don't want them to come home. And be embarrassed.
I've heard that.
I have too. I don't know if it be a fact, but I've heard it. And I don't doubt it. A lot of them people that are pretty wealthy. Any class and better.
But I got two grandsons and I got three son in laws, but one of them's dead now. They all wear their hair cut. But neither one of my son in laws will let their two boys, each one's got a boy apiece, wear long hair. And my daughter's sons had his hair sort of growing long. He's in the National Guard. He come to Natchez on one weekend and says, get that hair cut, every one of you. Said, I sure hate to cut my hair off. Says, if you don't, I'm going to get you in Vietnam. Sammy was scared dead he got it cut pretty short. That's what they'll do to all of them.
Oh, I was asking you about containers. What about a container where they kept lard? In a store, maybe?
Yeah, in those... lard tubs, lard cans. Some was cans and some was wood, tapered up.
Did you ever hear it called a lard stand?
No.
But lard can would be.
It's a lard can.
They said, okay. If you're pouring liquids from one thing to another to keep it from spilling, you might put something.
Use a funnel.
Right. When you're driving horses to make them go faster, you might crack a.
Whoop.
If you go to the store to buy something, to the grocery, for example, they'll put them all into not a box, but
in a shopping bag, in a paper bag.